We are on Daf Yedzayin Amad Aleph by the Mishnah. Veishamai Oimrim Mevi'in Shlomim Ve'ein Soimchen Aleihem. They bring Shlomim, and we will see Mechlokes Rashi and Tosfos if they're speaking about only Shalmei Simcha or Shalmei Chagiga also. Ve'ein Soimchen Aleihem, but there's no Din Smicha. Avalei Oiles, Oiles Rie, Beishame hold, Bechlal, we don't bring an Yontif. Obeisilul Oimrim, Mevim, Shlomim, Ve Oiles, you bring Shlomim, Shalme Simche, Shalme Chagige, Ve Oiles, and Oiles Rie, in Yontif, Ve Soimchen Aleihem, and you make Smicha also in Yontif. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Mevin Shlomim biyontev, Shehein Achilas Hedyet. Achilas Hedyet. Ein Soimchen Aleihem, Kedamrinam, Elasoimach Aleihem. We had before the previous Mishnah that Shammai holds, you don't make smicha in yontev. Elasoimach Aleihem me erev yontev. That since you have an Eitze to make smicha erev yontev, so the never matters smicha in yontev. V'sheichton b'yontiv, d'loi b'inon tekev l'smicha shchita. B'shamei holds you don't need tekev l'smicha shchita. So me'mele, so als the mitzvah of smicha could have been done erev yontiv. He didn't do it erev yontiv, afalim. But they were not, the hemidu devreim keneged mitzvah smicha, because the smicha could have been done erev yontiv. Avoloi mevi'in oilois ba'oisan sheyochel lahavi la'acha yontiv. That means oilos riyeh, which can be brought after yontiv. The tmidim and the masofim, that's understood that you bring in yontiv. That's b'may adoi, of a yom bottle kolbonai. But the oilos that can be brought after yontiv, that means oilos riyeh, that is a din tashlumim kol shive. So that you do not bring in yontiv, d'chsiv hu levado yase lochem, lochem v'loy legavoya. That only melochis which are lochem are mutter, but this is legavoya. So the Mishnah weiter, atzeres shechaliyois be'erev Shabbos, if shvuis is chal erev Shabbos, be'ishamei oimrim, Yom Tevoyach Shaloi Achar Shabbos. So the day that they shech the Kolbonis, the Shlomim, the Shalmei Chagige, and the Oilos Riyeh is Sunday. Because he holds, let's see Rashi, Yom Tevoyach Shal Kolbonis Riyeh V'Chagige Shal Yontev L'Achar HaShabbos She'ein Krevim Loi B'yontev V'loi B'Shabbos. So these first 2 days you couldn't bring Shalmei Chagiga and Eilos Riyeh. So you'll first bring them on Sunday. U'beisil Oimrim Ein Lo Yom Tavoyach. Ein Sarashi says, Ein Etzriche Yom Tavoyach. You don't need a special Yom Tavoyach to shech these kabonis. She'muta La'krivim B'yontev. One is permitted to be makriv them beyond it. Umoidim she'im chol aliyos b'Shabbos, but what if Shavuos was chal in Shabbos? So Shabbos Icher, they didn't shech the Eilos Riyeh and the Shalmei Chagige, she'yom tevoyach, so then the yom of the Zviches HaKabonis was Acher HaShabbos. Then it was on Sunday. Now, in that case, when Shavuos was chal, and Shabbos is ein koyin gadol mislabish bekeilov. What does that mean? Ein koyin gadol mislabish bekeilov noim bebeisoy ubeshuk. He does not put on his nice begodim. V'lav b'shas avoyde koma. I'm not speaking about shas avoyde. V'loy bebigdei kune koy. Elo shelo yisnoe ba'oisei hayoim, that he should not get dressed nice this Sunday. Sheyoim tavoyach shel atzeres acher haShabbos. So he does not wear nice begodim. Sheyavino akel, kdei sheyavino akel, She'enoi ha'yoim yontif, that today is not yontif, mibnei ha'tzedoikim, she'yoyimrim atzeres achar ha'shabbos. The tzedoikim held, mimochas ha'shabbos means mimochas shabbos bereishis. So that means that, so always, Shavuos fell out on, you started counting the Yemei Asvira on, you started counting Sunday. So Shavuos fell out on a Sunday. So here in this case, the Kohen Gadol Bedavke did not wear Kelim Noyim on this Sunday, which was the day after Shavuos, even though that was the Yom Tavoyach. We'll see, everyone was in the Beis HaMikdash then to be Makrib the Kolbonis. Afalpikein, he did not put on his Yontav Dike Begodim then, Lahitzi Milibon Shal Tzedoikim. And also, Umutorim Behesped Ubetainis, even though it's Israel Chag, but it's Mutar, and they brought Kolbonis today, so they, a person brings Kolbonis, Mustam is also Behesped Ubetainis, but that day Vidaka was Mutar Behesped Ubetainis, Shaloi Lekayim Divrei Ha'imrin Atzeres Achar HaShabbos. That means if you will have Yontev Dika and Hoges, so this would be a chizik for the tzedoikim that held that today is Shavuos. So Memeila, they made bedavke, there should not be an Hoges from Yontev this day. Let us see Taisvis. Beishame Oimrim Meviyin Shlomim. So Taisvis says, Bebeye Bepeirik Beis Misnaya. This Mishnah is brought down in Mesechtes Beyah. Vahosam Iker, and the Mishnah really belongs there. Vahocha Agav Grore, the Mairi Bechagige Nosva. Here we're speaking about Chagige, so that's how it's brought in our Mesechta also. But the Iker Mishnah belongs there. Vechein Mashme, Shemarich Hosom Tveila Forish. Forget the explanation of the Mishnah. So the Gemara in Beye is more marich to explain this Mishnah than our Gemara. It's because it seems that's the Mokim. And here it's not the Mokim. V'yesh loichiach mino de Beye misnayo mikami mechilten. So if the Ravina Ravashi, they were Mesader, the Gemara and the Mishnayis, so the Iker Gemara is a Mesechtes Beye, to explain the Mishnah, so it seems that Beye came before Chagige. So the Yalkut Yeshaya brings, theoretically, L'chayre Chagige should come before Beye, because it should come after Mesechtes Sukkah. Mesechta Sukkah speaks about the mitzvah Simcha, which is the Shalmei Simcha and the Kolbonis. So Chagige would fit in perfectly after Mesechta Sukkah. Afal Pikein, that is not the Seder. The Seder is that Beya comes after Sukkah and Chagige comes later, and that's why the Ariches to explain the Mishnayis, they were Mevayret in Mesechta's Beya. Yom Tavoyach Shaloi Achar HaShabbos. So the Yom of the Hakrove was after Shabbos. Va'af Algav Deloi Chozu Berishim. Even though they weren't Roy to bring it Berishim. That means that the first Ayon to be that's either the second case, it's speaking about that the Tzeresh Chaliyish B'Shabbos. Or according to Beis Shammai, whenever Tzeres is, it's not Chozi to bring the Eilas Riyah, it's not Chozi to bring the Eilas Riyah in Yontif, is Maisi Lo B'Sheini, so you bring it B'Sheini. Afilu Lemandi Omar Tashlumim Derishin. Even though we hold Tashlumim Derishin, according to Rabbi Yochanan, we hold Tashlumim Derishin, and here Derishin, so we had if a person was a Chiger B'Yom Rishin, and then later it was nispashet b'sheini, so if we hold tashlumim derishin, so since in the yom rishin he wasn't roi lehakrove, so there's no din tashlumim. If the reason he was not roi lakrove was because of the iser Shabbos or the iser yomtiv, kiven shein akove rak b'shvil ayoim, here be'emison mitzad de gavre, he's roi for the mitzvah of avilas riyah. No, the yoim is meineya him from being makrif. Kiven shein akove rak b'shvil ayoim, so that's not called lechosi berishin. It's called Be'etzim, it's a Zman HaKrove, no, the Isurei HaYoim are Meineyim from being Makrev B'Poyel, the precious Leil, is Chozim Mia Karinebe, is called a Chozi, he's called a Chozi, and there are Dinei Tashlumin. Yoim Tavoyach Achar HaShabbos, Perish Rashi, so here we're speaking about according to Be'Shamai, if Etzeres fell out Erev Shabbos, so the day that you shecht the korbanos is Sunday. Perish Rashi, kol b'nois riye v'chagige. So Rashi says, you bring the shalmei chagige on Sunday. She'en krevim loy b'yontev v'loy b'shabbos. You can't be makrib them, not yontiv and not Shabbos. B'loi yitochen loy makay. So Taisus is chaylik on Rashi. Why should it be like that? The chagige lamay loy. Why shouldn't you bring a chagige on yontiv? Umayshna mishlomim lebei shamay. What is it different than the shlomim? Shlomim beishamay oimim mevin shlomim. So this is speaking about Shalmei Simcha. So what is the difference between Shalmei Simcha and Shalmei Chagige? Shalmei Simcha, it's called Lochem, and it's called Atzeire Chayoim. And why Shalmei Chagige are you not permitted to bring according to Beis Shama? Umiyu Taisus says, be Yerushalmi Maisi, but Taisus brings a Yerushalmi, which is like Rashi. Amru lehen lebeis Hillel, that Beishamai told Beis Hillel, Nedorim Nedovish Yechichu. You see, you don't bring Nedorim Nedovish, you don't bring Shalmi Nedorim Nedovish Beyontif. Amru lahem Beis Hillel, mala nedorim nedovish, she'ein kavua lahem zman. You know why you don't bring the dorim nedovish? Because it's not a zman kavua. It's not called a tzeirich yontif. Taimru b'chagigish as mana kavua. But a chagigish as mana kavua, some amela, it's a tzeirich yontif. Al tzeirich yontif, yemakrib it in yontif. Amru lahem beishamai chagiga nami ein zman kavua. The zman is not kavua tafke the first day yontif. Shim loy chogag berishen chagig vahoylech kol haregel. He doesn't have to bring it yontif, he can bring it in chalamoid. Amru lahem beisilu kivin shim loy chag beregel ein yochel lochel acharegel. He doesn't have all the time to bring it. He only has the regal, and if he won't be makiv in the regal, the yochalochi gacher regal. Hainu zmanai kavua. That's also considered zmanai kavua. Could be pshat is Rashi mesech des beyed af yutes amadalab says pshat that the svara of Beis Hillel is, and what will be if he will not be able to bring it in chalamoy. So it comes out if he won't bring it today. Rashi says, "Vafal gav the chagigi yesh lo tashlumin kol zayin, shori shema yeones v'lo yakriveno b'shar yomim. Maybe he will be unable to bring it the other day. So therefore, and then he won't be able to bring it. Period. So that's called a tzeirech hayoyim. Shimleichag beregel and yachalochig acharegel. And maybe won't be able to bring it in chalamoy. Es hainus manu kavu. Mashme da'af b'chagiga pligi k'deperish chashi. So Tosfos brings the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi seems to say that the machlokes in Shalmei Chagige, that Beis Shammai held that Shalmei Chagige is not considered Zmanei Kavua. It's different than Shalmei Simcha. Shalmei Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Simcha each day. So there's no din tashlumim of Shalmei Simcha. You have to, today there's a mitzvah of Simcha, so you have to be makif Shalmei Simcha. That's a tzairich hayoim. Shalmei Chagige is, Shalmei Chagige, it doesn't have to be nikrav davke the first day yontiv, it can be makrav at the other days also. So memele, so that's the svara of Beis Shammai. So Taisha says in Yerushalmi is mashme like Rashi. It's very interesting. Taisha does not bring down, but in Babli is mashme not like Rashi. The Masha brings down. There's enough in the Gemara in Mesechtes Beya daf Yetesa Medalev. The Gemara brings down a drosha from Ule. Ule said, "What is the tam of Beis Shammai?" That you don't bring oilis. It says, v'chagoysem oisai chag shivas yomim. So chagig is doiche, and the oile is not doiche. So v'kert, he learns that from this posik that you don't bring an oile. Don't bring dafke chagige. It's enough in the Gemara. Daf Yetes, Ule says that, according to Beis Shammai, you bring a chagige. The Raya from the Gemara in Megillah also daf hey. But according to Beis Shammai, you bring Shalmei Chagige. Then Bechlau, you have to understand, I mean, what did the Yerushalmi and Rashi do with this posik? So, the Shivas Yomim includes the first day Yontif also. It includes Yontif. Ein koyin mislabish bekelov. Perish Rashi bekelim noyim shaloi. He doesn't put on his nice begodim. We're speaking about in his house, outside. Shaloi b'shas avoide. V'loi b'bigde kuhune koma. We're not speaking about bigde kuhune. Ela shaloi yisnoe b'oysoi yoyim tavuach. He shouldn't get dressed nice by Isa Yom Tavua, sheyavinu akeu she'ena yontiv. That everyone should understand that it's not yontiv. V'koshe lemayri, chode delishne leimashmalei. So first he asks akashe in digduk. Tahavalei leminkat bekelim noyim. It says, that ein koyin godl mislabish bekelov. Or Rashi's gears it seems was bekelim. So it's sika chosmin asefer. So the ikar is it's the kelim noim, the yont of the kibgodim he shouldn't put on the yom tevoyach. So digduk it's shver. Va'oid my irye koyin godl afilu shar odom nami. I mean, if the Indian was that you shouldn't go Yontif today to show that today is not Yontif, so this is Negeya everyone. Why did he hop on the Ein Koyin Godol Mislabish Bekelo? The Starke Kasham Rashi. Perhaps we could say that he wants to tell us a chiddush. We had in Masechtas Mayit Kotten Daf Yudalad Amid Beis the Koyin Godol Kol Hashana Keregel Lekul Alma. The Gemara says that the Koyin Godol the whole year is was a yont of Keregel. That's why he was Makrev Oynon. He had a din of a regel. The Gemara brings a raya. There's a din mitzayra by a kohen gadol, so there's a din mitzayra by regel. But Kohen Gadol had a din of a regel kol hashana. L'chayre, this dinim, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that regel you have to wear yontiv the kib gadol. The Beraita brings down from the Tanya that you have to wear yontiv the kib gadol beregel. And the Mishnah Berurah wants to say lav dafki yontiv dikei begodim, but it's tzicha you have to wear better begodim than big day choil. So it could be like this. Perhaps there's a chiddush over here. Everyone, we're talking about atzeres. So by atzeres, there's only one day yontiv. Atzeres fell out on Shabbos. So now, Sunday, it's Bemison, it's Yom Choyl, it's Yisrael Chag, they bring their Kabonis. So, could be, the Chiddush is that even the Kohen Gadol, the Kohen, that means the other people, Memele, it's a Yom Choyl, so they're putting on Big Day Choyl is not such a big revuse. That the Kohen Gadol, the Chayre als Kohen Gadol, he should be mechuyev to put on Big Day Yontev because by him it's regal the whole year. So, afilu the Kohen Gadol, maybe that's the Chiddush, ein Kohen Gadol mislabish bekeil of noim. And it's a kalvo chaymer if the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear begodim noim, is a kolshkein, the hamoin am. Because by them there's no din of regel. Maybe als takrovas kabonis that day there was a din of regel, but al kaponim the Kohen Gadol had a yisrein aloche, because by the Kohen Gadol it's regel kol hashon. Maybe that's pshat in Rashi. V'nira loy, but Taisvis is chaylik on Rashi. And Taisus wants to say, "V'niraloi the beches begodim airi." It's speaking about big day Kohen Gadol. Shebiyomim toivim hayeragel Kohen Gadol lavoid b'shvil kvoit hayoyim. That means when Yontev came, the Kohen Gadol used to do the avoide als kvoit hayoyim. Avol biyoyim tvoyach loyhoye lovshon kedei lavoid. But the Shayim Tvoyach, he did not put on the Ches Begodim. That means he did not do the Avoide. Shelo Yisrael, he is Yontev, but it shouldn't look like a Kreis Yontev, and the Kohen is doing the Avoide, like Kvoid Ayoy. V'rayi L'dvorov, B'Yerushalmi, B'Pirkin. Rayi from the Yerushalmi. Omar Rab Yosi Barbun, B'Shem Rab Yeshua Ben Leib. We hear here our Machloikis. Rabbi Shua ben Levi held b'chol yoyim Kohen Gadol mislabish bekeilov. Each day the Kohen Gadol used to put on the shmeina begodim. V'hoylech u'makriv tomid shol shachan. Used to be makriv the tomid. Im yesham the dorim and the dovis makriv oisam. Then v'hoylech v'eichel bebeisoy. U'bo makriv tomid shol bein arbaim. The lady was makriv the tomid shol bein arbaim. Rabbi Ukve b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omar loyhoya oisekei. No, he didn't. He wasn't makriv every day the Tomid. Elo b'shabosais v'yomim toiv. Shabbos and Yomte kloima shloyhoya rogel lehislabesh b'keilo v'lavid. Elo oz, he only used to do the avoide ayoim choshev Shabbos and Yomte lekovet hayoim. So the Kohen Gadol used to do the avoidim. That's we're talking about the regilis. How was it done? Rabbi Shuma Levi says he used to come every day. Rabbi Ukva says he only came Shabbos and Yontev, was nikra kavod hayoyim. Avol iboy, if he wanted to, halachically, if he wanted to, makri v'chol avos nafshi. If he wanted, he can come whenever he wanted. Kedusnan biyume makri b'roish. But now the b'yom tvoyach af lekula almem lo yoyim israbeish lo yakiru shehu yomtiv. So the Mrei Mesode explains Tosfos as follows. That means even though according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi he used to come every day, But when he came every day, there wasn't a big oilam in the Beis HaMikdash, because it was in the Beis HaMikdash every day. So Memele, it wasn't Nika every day a Kvayt HaYayim. Yontev, I feel according to Abishur ben Levi, when he was there, Yontev, then it was Nika Kvayt HaYayim, Gans Klal Yisrael was there, and then the Kohen Gadol did the Avayda, with the Shemayne Begodim, so Memele, then there was Nika Kvayt HaYayim. Now this Yayim Tevoyach was a hechatimtze that everyone was there. No one was makrib their kabonas. They weren't makrib the oilas riyah. So they all came Sunday to be makrib the kabonas. It was the rizik oilam over there. So if the Kohen Gadol would come then to be makrib the tomit, according to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, so then it gives a gewaldik achshivas. Kans klar yisol. There the Kohen Gadol is doing the avoda with the shmeine begodim. So there would be nike akvoid hayoyim. So bedavke that day he did not come to do the avoda to show that this day doesn't have any yichis. There's no kvoid hayoyim today. So that's why he didn't. So speaking about take the Shmeine Begodim, and he did not do Avoide in the Shmeine Begodim that day. Zog the Gemara, Oma Rabbi Lozo, Oma Rabbi Yishaye, Minayin La'atzeres Sheyesh Lo Tashlumim Kol Shiva. How do we know that there's a din Tashlumim of Babai Shavuos? The Shavuos is only one day Yontif. So how do we know there's a din tashlumim? Shenemar b'chaga matzois u'b'chaga shavuos u'b'chaga sukkos is makish chaga shavuos l'chaga matzois. So we're makish chaga shavuos l'chaga matzois. Ma chaga matzois yesh lo tashlumim kol shive. Av chaga shavuos yesh lo tashlumim kol shive. So there's a din tashlumim, even though it's yimei chol. Ve'ema makish lechaga sukkis. Let's be makish. It's in between chaga shavuos. You can be makish to chaga sukkis also. Ve'ema makish lechaga sukkis. Ma chaga sukkis yesh lo tashlumim kol shmoina. Av chaga shavuos yesh lo tashlumim kol shmoina. So the Gemara says, no, shmini regel b'fnei atzmayu. There's no din tashlumim and Shmini. Shmini is a regel b'fnei atzmai. So memele, so this, but there's only a din, so by sukkis gufa, there's only a din tashlumim, only shiva, not shmain. So the Gemara says, no, eime da omri shmini regel b'fnei atzmai hu hanimi lilinyin pasa keser. Legabi di six in yonim, so then shmini atzeres has a halacha like it's a regel b'fnei atzmai. Avale inyan tashlumim, obalagabi tashlumim of the oilasri and the shalme chagige, tashlumim derishinu, you can still bring the korbonis, the shalme chagige, the oilasri and shmini atzeres. This nan mishaloi chog beyond tavarishin shalchag. A person who did not bring a chagige beyond tavarishin shalchag, Chaygeik eskol haregel v'yayintav ha'achen. So lemaise by sukkis des tashlumei shmeine. You have to 8 days to bring these korbonos. So now, how do you know to be makish shvuis to chagamatzis, and there's only 7 days tashlumei, maybe be makish to chagasukkis, and there's 8 days of tashlumei. So the Gemara answers, tefaste merube loy tefasto, tefaste muet tefasto. Let us see Rashi. Ma chagamatze shesh lo tashlumim kol shivim. And how do we know that chagamatze shesh tashlumim kol shivim ki drabin en kroi bepeire kame lechagasukes. It says, chagos meisei chag shivas yomim. Vuhu adin lechag hamatzai shreyaf u shivas yomim. We learn out chag hamatzai is from chag hasukis that is a din tashlum of shivas yomim. So the Gemara says that shmini atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzma. So the Gemara says, where, Gabi, what inyin is a regel b'fnei atzma? Gabi, pasa kesa. So So what is these Rosh Taibis? Rashi says, Pais, Zman, Regel, Korban, Shir, Broch. So now Rashi explains. Pais, Le'inyen, Porei, Hachag, Kosh, Le'inyen, Porei, Hachag. Lagabi, the Porei, Hachag, you make a Pais, and Shmi, you make a new Goyrel, and Shmini, etc. So Rashi explains as follows. Kol Shivas Yemei Achag. All 7 days of Sukkis, Ein Mefaisin Aleihem, there was no Pius on the Purim. Elo Lefi Cheshbin Hamish Moreis, Lefi Sidron Makriven Oysam. Gabi the Purim, Kedisnabe Meseche Sukkis, Misha Yemakriv Purim Hayoim, Loyo Yemakriv Lemocho. There were 24 mishmores, and there was a seder of the mishmores. So the first day, there were 13 porim. So the first 13 mishmores were makriv the porim. And the rest were makriv. There was elim, and there was kvosim, yudalit kvosim to elim. So that's how they divided up the kabonis the first day. Now we had 11 mishmores who did not have an opportunity to be makriv porim the first day. So the second day, we have now 12 porim. So 11 of the mishmores who were not makriv porim the first day were makriv the second day. And then the first mishmor who was makriv yesterday, there's another par, was makriv today. Al Kaponim, and then it went Kiseder. So there was the Purim, there was a Seder that it was not the pious, it went with the Seder. That was all 7 days. Upar Shel Shmini, but the Par of Shmini did not go with the Seder. That means there were some Mishmores who only makriv Purim twice, and some were makriv three times Purim, but Upar Shel Shmini did not go to the Mishmor who was only makriv twice Purim. No mefaisin ol, they made an upiyis, eizeo min hashmoris shakrivenu. So that means there was a new pious, there was a pious on Shmini. The other days there wasn't a pious, there was a Seder. Zman, what is the taich? Zman, shechionu. You make a shechionu on Shmini Atzeres. Regel, sheyesh loy shem regel bifnei atzmoy. There's a different shame. Be'enei kori sukkis. Korbin, she'ein behemois korbinoisov kiseider pori achag. It is a whole different set of kabonis. She'pori achag. They started off with 13 porim. Mismatim vohilchen. That was the Seder in Sukkis. V'kivseyem yudalet b'chol yoyim. And there were 14 kvosim every day. V'eilim shnayim. That was the Seder in Sukkis. U'bishmini, there was a different Seder in Gansen. Parechot, ayelechot, v'shiva kvosim. It's a different Seder of Korbonos. Shir, here the Shir b'fnei atzmoy, ein Shir korbonosov k'seder Shir sh'yemoy sachak. Ve'einoy medaber me'inyan parshiyei shel humbehi shehu simin l'shir sh'yemoy sachak. It's so that there was a Seder of Shire that was split up in the Yemei Sachag. Was a different Seder, it was a different Shire in Gansen. Broche, Shoyimavochin es Hamelech, they used to bench the Melech, Zeichel Shloime, Shenema boy, Bayoim Ashmini, Shilach Asom, Bayevochu es Hamelech, so Memele, every Shmini Atzeres, they used to be Mevorech as HaMelech. Tefaste, Merube loy tefaste. So Rashi says, Kol mokim shetimtso shnei drochim. You have two mahalchim. Echad Teifis Merube, one Mahalech, so you are Teifis a lot. The Echad Teifis Muit, Teivloch Litveis Hesamut. Shefilaho Yoloch Litveis Hesamerube. Afilu, you had a right to be Teifis the Merube, but Titveis Hesamut, Tvisoscha Tvise. Shiesh Bechlal Hamerube, Hamuit. Avalin titveis hamerube, vahoyeloch litveis hamuet, timtsa nimtsei shetafasto shaloikedas. So that means a, when your oich is the muet, that's called you have a schus achizet, because whatever it is, yesh bechlamas haimone. And a chize in the merube is who says you have a right to be oich is the merube, so therefore one should only be oich is the muet. Taifus. Af atzeres yesh loy tashlumim. Bi Yerushalmi oma Rabbi Yosi bar Bun. So the Yerushalmi wants to bring a raya from that Shavuos has tashlumim. You can bring the korbanos after Shavuos. Oma Rabbi Yosi bar Bun, David meis batzeres. David HaMelech was nifter in Shavuos, but hoyu kol Yisrael oynenin, they were all oynenin, v'ikrivu lemocha, so the korbonis achag, the shalmi chagige, the oilas rie, they were makriv the next day. Kloima, so what does the Yerushalmi want to tell us? And the Yerushalmi brings a posik of Divrei Hayomim. Kloima, mehosa mashme, shahoyu loy tashlumim. That means, that from the posik, there's a posik that says they were makrib shlomim and oilay, swachim and oilas, they were makrib the next day. So from there we see that vashvuas is adin tashlumim, even though it's a yom chayil, we see this adin tashlumim. Vikoshe laharav alchonam, teipik lei belav hochi lehikrivu barishain, given shoye shabbats. That means the Yerushalmi wants to bring a raya. From the Yerushalmi says that this pasuk is speaking about the day that David HaMelech was nifter. And the Yerushalmi brings, and they were not makriv it that day because they were inanin, they were makriv it the next day. So Rabbi Chanan asks, why do you have to say that the reason they weren't makribit was because they were inanin? Belav ochi lehikrivu berishen, kivin shahoyer Shabbos. David HaMelech was nifter in Shabbos, so bechlal it wasn't a zman that's roi lakrovas shalmechagige and eilasriya. Kidamash me b'Shabbos bepeik mememadli, kinda b'Shabbos nifter David. B'shema hosom lesley hochi el poligaho. So Taisvi says, maybe the Yerushalmi is chaylik on Bavli. Bavli held that David HaMelech was nifter in Shabbos. And the Yerushalmi held, he wasn't nifter in Shabbos. So the only reason that there was a need of Tashlumim is because they were oynanim. The Yalkut Yeshaya brings down that this Lechere, how could there be a Din Tashlumim Lechere if they were Oynanin, so they were not Roy Lahakrovet. So this is like a Chiga, the Nivshat, Bishloime by Shabbos. So Taisa said, I learned this before, that if the Yom is Geirim, it's called the Yischozo, the Yom is Geirim, so there's an Inyan of Tashlumim, but if Mitzad the Etzem Gavri is not Roy, so Memele is Take, how is the Take Adin Tashlumim? So he brings down that Be'emerson, David HaMelech was not Nifter Aleisa Shacher, his letter says he was Nifter after Chatzais. So Memele, so they all were Roy to bring the Korbanos already. Taisa says before that if a person was a Nifshat and later became a Chigel, so I feel according to Rav Yochanan, there's a Din Tashlumim. That means if, so that there was already Chal Achiv Akrovet. So they also, they became oinanim later. So Mamela, but already it was calling them a chiyuv, it was calling them a chiyuv of akrovish hamichagigan elisriye. The later they became oinanim, so there was a din tashlum. Pazar keser, perish rashi, regel bifnei atzmoi, sheyesh loy shem bifnei atzmoi, ve'enei bechlal sukkis. It's not called sukkis. Ubroche, what is broche? Hi birchas hamelech. Kedersiv, bayoim ashvini, shilach esom. Pekoshe la rabbeinu tam, la beperik lule varove omar, kishem shechag toun shir, kolben, broche veline, avshmini yatzeres ton broche vekolben vishir veline. So now we see from the Beraisa that broche is something that Chag also needs. That just like Chag needs broche, so Shmini Tzeres also needs broche. Now the Gemara has a pilpul in Lulav Arove. What is pshat broche? My love's man. So the Gemara first wanted to say that broche means shechiyonu, that you make a shechiyonu, just like Sukkot needs a shechiyonu, Shmini Atzeres needs a shechiyonu. So the Gemara says no, broche means loy birchas hamozein etfile, that in bircha, in the birchas hamozein, in birchas avoide, your masker yalaviyovoi. That's pshat broche, that is haskore in the broche. No, aber al koponim, you see from the Gemara that broche does not mean birchas hamelech. It means the pilpul, either means shechiyonu or yale v'yove. Vo'oid lishne denokat broche bifnei atzmoi, like it's a regel bifnei atzmoi legabi broche. Mashmedav v'yomim acherim ise. That means that Shmini Tzeres also has a broche b'fnei atzmo. Vice is the other days is also a broche. Not like Rashi, according to Rashi, tfakert. Only Shmini Tzeres the mevorchen as a melech. Dumye de shloime. Ba'oche ise b'Yerushalmi. Broche bifnei atzmoi mai, omalei zman. That means shechiyonu. Omalei zman kol shive miike, is you say shechiyonu kol shive? So memele, so it can't be zman. So mashme de bebirchas hamozein, utfile boi lememe de ike kol zayin. So in the Yerushalmi it seems also that broche bifnei atzmoi means that it's bifnei atzmoi, not like the 7 days. So but it's something that's like the 7 days. So it's yalav yover. Umeforish l'shom in the Yerushalmi says meno yodinin shehu regel. How do you know that it's a regel bifnei atzmoi? The other things, the bekulu ksiv ubayoyim, so it would seem it's one continuation. The kam biyoyim lelamed shuregel bifnei atzmai. Abol kaponim, it would seem that teisvus rayis that broche does not mean birchas hamelech. Benir la beinatam, so broche is birchas hamozein utfile, shemaskirin eshmini atzeres. That's the taitz broche. That's it's a broche bifnei atzmai. Then in the broche there's a different haskore, not haskore of sukkis, haskore of shmini atzeres. And what is regel bifnei atzmai the reish? Hainu line, sheton lina birushalayim. That out the regal, you need lean in Yerushalayim, and you have to, that means you have to stay over the Meitzoy Shmini, you have to sleep over Meitzoy Shmini Atzeres in Yerushalayim, and you leave the next day. That is the taich regel b'fnei atzmai. It is a din regel that's mechayiv b'lina. Rabbein Chananel meforish regel le'inyan avelis. That has a din regel legabe the inyan avelis. That what? That it's v'hochi isa bepeg basra de mayit cotton. Here ovru olov erev achag. If a person was an ovru erev achag. Ve'achag ushmini shaloi reikam chof aleph. So we consider like erev regel is oile for 7 days. The regel is 7 days here, 14 days, and shmini atzeres is equivalent to another 7 days. So you have 21 days of avelus which was nitcha ready. So memele, so after shmini atzeres, he has 9 more days to be mashlam the shloisha. That's how Rabbeinu Chananel said pshat in regel b'fnei atzmei. He said in regel that it's menake 7 days of the avelus of shloishim. Ushneim yosad Rabbeinu Tam b'mayriv shaloi. That Rabbeinu Tam made a marovis that speaks about shmini atzeres. So in marovis it says, Kodesh lelina ushloishim yitchem kasher aveilim yinochem. So he put both in this. That's the regel that is a din lina, and it's teiche the aveilus of shloishim al kaponim, 7 days of the aveilus of shloishim. Ubirchas. So about al kaponim. Brocha means yale v'yove. U birchas hamelech loiboy lemisni mishum dinochis ashar yamim. U birchas hamelech einei lishom. That lechere he wants to say that this is similar to the other days. But it's a regel b'fnei atzmai. So a mele, so b'chas ha-melech, there's no b'chas ha-melech by the other day, so that's why you have to say b'chas, that b'rocha means yale v'yove. V'line le'boi le'misne le'divrei regel b'fnei atzmai. V'line le'boi le'misne le'divrei rashi v'rach, that they don't say that's pshat in regel b'fnei atzmai, that means line, the way the Rabbeinu Tam said, mishum de pshitelei. It's poshut that it's a regel that it's mechayev belina. Shir, now we said that is a shir bifnei atzmoi. So, this is Rashi in Lulav Arove. Perish Rashi, lo yisparish lei. That what is pshat shir bifnei atzmoi? In what way is it, what is the shir bifnei atzmoi? I mean, etam meforish, da oimer mizmer shaloi sholei. That the shir is, you say, a whole capital. The bishar yimei hachak oimer humbehi kedem meforish osom shemaschil biyoim Rishon Mizmer, they start 1 day a Mizmer, Umisayim Bishayni, and they end the 2nd day. They don't say a complete Mizmer in Sukkis by the Shir. They say a partial